No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I'm in here. I'm checking the time, not your name. I'm in here with Big Boss Vet.
Hi, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Excellent. And it's 6:30 for the record.
No, it's not.
It says 6:30 right there. Unless you didn't change your watch at some point. I don't think your watch is up to date.
It's not. Hey.
No, you didn't even set it.
Hey, we're not even going to look. It's not. Not even gonna lie, it's not even now.
It's not for that.
It's not. Actually.
You got an iPhone for the time.
Absolutely.
It's for balling. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I would probably get it set. But I'm kind of. No? It's just not for you.
It's just not. I ain't even gonna lie.
Right.
You know, because at first I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna do that. But I ain't even gonna lie. Mm-mm.
There's a gym that I was in over the weekend, uh-huh. And they had that kind of clock where you have to like think for a second about what time it is because you have to like actually pay attention to the hands on the clock. Mm. And it's weird to have to, like, think about it a little, you know?
It is. And that's why you got your iPhone.
Yeah.
And we don't never put our phone down. So
much better.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad we can agree on that. Mm. anyway, so how you doing? You're coming off of this Rolling Loud performance the other day. It's pretty impressive.
I'm doing good. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm actually excited because, like, I'm, like, finally realizing, like, dang, like, my career's taking off. Like, I'm going crazy right now.
Yeah. Because you've been doing it for a long time, but it's like definitely going in the right direction, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. That's dope. St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Tommy G did a pretty viral vlog going to St. Louis a couple of months ago, and it's very, very big because I think a lot of people were astonished by the amount of guns that people were displaying out in public in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
So my impression of St. Louis currently is that this is a wild place. Do you know what vlog I'm talking about for the record?
I don't know what vlog you're talking about, okay. But if we are talking about St. Louis and the guns, it is a little crazy there, you know? I mean, we kind of got open carry, too, so that kind of, you know, plays a big part in it.
Well, that was the crazy part about it is that it's like 20 dudes out on the street with hella guns, not a care in the world, clearly not thinking about getting caught. They're just chilling.
That's kind of how they be there. Like, they don't care. Are they older, younger?
Younger, yeah, like early 20s type dudes. Maybe crazy. Teens, yeah. You're supposed to be 18?
Yeah, 18.
To be able to own a gun.
Yeah, I think it's 18. To be honest, I ain't even looked at the law, so I couldn't tell you. But I know it's open carry.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay, so what was your upbringing like?
I had my mama. I had my grandma. I didn't have my daddy, you know, but I had a stepfather.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother was the one, like, buying me stuff, but I stayed with my mother.
Okay.
And I had two brothers. I had a sister. I had step siblings too. So it was like a lot of us in one house. We was broke for real. Like, I mean, we was cool. Like, we had everything that we needed. But you know how like the kids be having like the latest stuff. That wasn't us.
Right.
We just had each other. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I recently started going viral in like 2014. Not recently, but I started going viral in 2014. Because I did a cover to the Dej Loaf Try Me.
Right.
And
that was a good era. There was a lot of good covers of that shit back in the day.
Literally, that was lit.
And I think that's one thing we all agree on is we all miss Dej Loaf's voice. When she was out, she was just going crazy. I loved it. I loved her vocals.
Absolutely. You know, and we didn't have no good lighting in our house or whatever. So I had used my phone that was not on. I was on from like Wi-Fi.
So it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was hella ago. And I had kind of leaned over my kitchen sink because we had, like, this little kitchen sink light that was, like, real bright. And I'm like, okay, that'll look good right here. So I leaned over it, and I did the video, and then I posted it at, like, 7-something at night. And woke up the next morning and totally forgot that I even posted that video. I was in, like, my little sewing class at school. Mm-hmm. And I literally, like, posted a picture, and it got, like, 1,000-some likes within, like, 30-some minutes. I'm like, what's going on? I posted a second picture and it got like 2,000-some likes. I'm like, so I'm going through my notifications and I'm coming to realization that like I'm viral.
Really?
Like the video had like over 100,000, you know, views. And I'm like, oh shit, like what am I supposed to do? And like I did not have like no guidance back then with social media and stuff.
Do you know how it went viral? Did somebody like take it and post it on Twitter or some shit?
No.
You don't even know?
No, I just posted on Facebook, woke up the next morning, and the views were crazy. It was just there. Like, it just, like, a gift just fell right into my lap, honestly.
Wow.
But the video was good. So
how old were you at the time?
Was I, like, 16 or 17?
Oh, so you're, like, really young.
Yeah, I was 16, 17.
So you're just like a regular ass high school kid. You start having this like little.
I was a broke ass high school kid.
Right.
Yeah, I was, yeah, regular broke high school kid. This is when I was like learning how to do hair because I couldn't afford for people to like do my hair. So I went on YouTube and I was like learning how to do my own hair. So that's what started me doing hair too. Like I used to do like a lot of stuff to get money, you know?
Uh-huh.
And after that, like I was terrified because I'm like, I'm viral. Like, what am I supposed to get him? Like, I'm not rich. I don't got no chains. I don't got no jewelry. And I'm not a real rapper. Like, I'm just doing covers.
Uh-huh.
So I continuously did covers. And I was in, like, a lot of drama back then, too. So that shit was, like, kind of helping me boost, honestly.
Right. Because you were, like, you said that you were basically down to fight whoever. You would pull up. You would fight on behalf of your friends. Like, I heard you talking about it. It sounded pretty wild.
Yeah. That was a real crazy time, you know, because when you grow up broke, it is a lot of bitches that's gonna try to, you know, bully you because they got more and you don't.
Mm.
But I have always been pretty, you know, and I've always carried myself well. So it really wasn't much that they can say other than I don't got the latest shoes. That was it, you know.
Mm.
So after that, I continuously did that for like 2 years. And I think that my cousin reached out to me and like he was like, hey, you should go to the studio and actually put a song down. And I'm like, I ain't no goddamn rapper. Like, why would I do that?
Mm.
So I had like $80 and I had went to like this closet studio. Like it was literally in somebody's bedroom closet. They had a ferret though, so it was cool. You know, I kind of like animals. So I was like, okay.
A ferret,
yeah.
Dude, I had a friend with a ferret when I was a kid and I woke up with it climbing up my sweatpants.
I would have freaked the fuck out, but.
I was terrified.
Yeah, that would have freaked me out. Like what type of skinwalker shit?
Luckily, he didn't get too deep in there. I think he like gave up and like ran pretty quickly, yeah.
Imagine. Thinking, oh no, that shit would have creeped me out.
What could have happened?
It was a rat, like quick as fuck. Like I don't know.
I mean, a ferret is damn near a rat, right? They're not too different, I don't think.
It is a little different,
right?
But
rats just have like bad branding, because you think about snitches and dirt.
Wait,
vermin.
No. I was over thinking about the damn big ass, the little fluffy fucking things with the long skinny tails. It looks like
just the way they move is disgusting.
That'd be fast as hell.
Oh my god. And I used to live in New York City and you just see them scrambling across the street all the time. It's terrifying.
My first time going to New York, I seen three of them playing with each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, take y'all ass home. They didn't took off running. And I'm like, oh, okay, they weren't supposed to be y'all playing.
It is kind of amazing that everybody wants the rats gone and they still can't get rid of them.
I don't think there's no getting rid of them.
Yeah.
It's like the trash be on the sidewalks. Like they got a 24-hour feast.
Right.
They're not going nowhere.
And it would probably be bad for the ecosystem in some way.
You think it is?
I mean, the rats probably kill something, right? Like something bad would happen.
I don't know. The city big enough though to like actually be able to have that many rats.
I mean, even like the number of stray cats that were in my neighborhood in New York City was just so mind blowing to me, and just like they can't do anything about it.
I never seen stray cats ever.
Really?
Never.
Hmm. When I went to a few places like Thailand where there's just stray dogs walking around. That shit's fucking weird.
It'd be like mixed dogs, like mutts, don't it?
Dogs, yeah, they don't look too good, for sure.
I knew it.
Well, they'd
I
be skinny as fuck. It's not like you'd even know if they were a dope dog because they're super malnourished and skinny. Really? The fur's all fucked up. They look terrible. Like, I remember just going to the corner store when I was in Thailand, and a dog just cornered me and was just barking at me crazy. I'm just like,
what'd you do?
I'm like 19, just I'm cowering, and then it just ended up giving up and walking away. I was fucking scared as shit. Like, I thought about, like, kicking it in the face, but I didn't really want to start a fight, you know?
I wouldn't want to start off having no dog that ain't got shit to lose neither. He ain't got no house.
He don't even got a home.
He ain't got shit. Yeah. Them type people, you don't even want to fight. Like, if they have nothing to lose, they're going to help you lose everything.
And that's why I say to any of my friends who start a fight with a homeless person, I'm like, bro, it's not worth it. You don't want to fight somebody that got nothing.
Nothing to lose. Nothing. Like, what do you gain from this?
Yeah.
He's gaining everything. He has nothing to lose.
But my friends will be like, oh, he was yelling at me. He called me a bitch. It's like, bro,
he know that
just
he can
walk away.
That's like fighting a crackhead. Mm. They are strong as a motherfucker. Yeah.
And they got stuff on them. I don't want to punch a crackhead or a homeless person because they got some kind of grime on them that I don't really want in my hands.
Mm. Yeah, that's a different type of head.
It's just different.
Yeah. It's like it involves too much thinking. Like if I have to think so deep into it, I'm good. Just going on. You got it. You won.
You don't want to fight somebody who's clearly in a deranged psychological state.
Yeah, because you can't fight crazy.
It's just unfair.
I mean, but you can't fight crazy neither, though.
Right.
Like, you ain't never heard that, like, you cannot fight crazy.
Mm.
I remember, I was, like, going to the store or whatever, and I was, like, young as hell. I was, like, 13, 14 maybe. And I always would, like, go to this little store and just get, like, chips and shit. And, like, It was this lady. She was like just talking, and I'm over here thinking that she's on the phone or something. I don't know. So she like, bitch. And I'm just looking around like, because I don't know her or nothing. And this lady just come charging towards me. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Mm.
So we're tussling. I'm just like, hold on now, bitch. Like, oh, no. You know, because I ain't even, like, it caught me so off guard. I'm like, oh, shit, she's actually talking to me.
Mm.
But, like, when people was breaking us up, she's like, oh, my God, get her off me. Whoop-de-wop. Like, I literally
starts playing the victim right away.
It's crazy. And I'm just like, yo, you... I don't even know this lady. Like, it was so crazy because, like, it was a switch. Like, it was crazy. And that right there, you cannot fight crazy. They're going to get you.
That's why I heard somebody suggest if you ever get into a fight that you know you're going to lose, and this is probably only good advice for dudes, you should strip naked and just start screaming in tongues. Like, just make no sense. Start spitting on yourself. Rah, mess your hair up. Because, like, if you act like you're that crazy, maybe they won't beat the fuck out of you.
They might sleep your ass.
And now you're naked.
You funny as hell. That was good.
I mean, now you're naked and you got your ass whooped. Yeah.
Ooh.
And probably the best thing about having clothes on is that if you get beat up, they're not going to be able to, like, fuck you up as bad.
But if you're naked, they can slide you on the couch.
Imagine getting kicked in the dick, like, naked. It's got to be so much worse.
Something, motherfucker. Ooh.
Oh, God. You're going to curl up in a ball, and they're still going to be able to kick you in the dick from behind.
Oh, that's going to...
Yeah. Stuff girls don't have to think about.
Yeah.
But getting punched in the titty is probably horrible.
It actually is. You know, it actually does. Especially like, when your hormones is going crazy because your cycle coming.
Mm.
Oh, that shit, you can't even breathe on them. That shit hurts.
Really?
That shit is tender.
So when you were getting in all these fights out in the street, would you say you were a really good fighter, or were you just like kind of getting by?
At first it was like, you know something. So at first I didn't even know that I knew how to fight because my big sister, she would like beat everybody up for me and shit. So like I didn't even know that I knew how to fight until like she went off to like middle school and I was still in grade school. So I was forced to fight my own battles after that because I'd be like, so I called my sister, but then it's like, it still take our time to even get to the fucking school, and she can't be up here every day. So like, what the fuck am I gonna do when it's time to fight?
Mm.
So it was this girl, and like she was like continuously trying to like fight me, and I'm like, what's up? Fuck it, come on. And like at first, when like she like ran up, I just punched her ass, and like she got in a stumble, and then I'm just like, ah, fuck it, let's go, you know? Because I was like, oh shit, that's what you do? Okay, let's go. And then like I would like always fight my sister too. So I kind of thought that I knew how to fight until it was like a real, real fight, you know, on the streets. And I'm just like, okay, fuck it, let's just do it. And then after that, it was like nonstop. But I think that I really, really went down a dark fucking path to this fighting shit. Like in 2015 when I lost my cousin.
Right.
That shit kind of like, that shit sent me in.
It made you start thinking about shit differently?
Nah, like that shit sent, like put me in a crash dummy phase. Like,
oh, okay.
I didn't care about shit. I didn't care about my life, your life, his life, their life. Like, I didn't care. So on her 1 year death anniversary, after me doing like a lot of dumb shit that really should have knocked my ass off this planet for real, I got shot.
Right.
And that shit knocked me back to the right path. I was like, oh no, I'm a girl. Like,
so
this is not.
This was somebody who intended to shoot you, or was it like a shooting that occurred at some kind of event?
We went to go fight basically, and it was a dude that was like arguing with somebody he was with, and then it's me, it's a dude, and it's some more people back there. But we in front of the crowd, they just got to shooting, and knowing that we're the two dominant ones right here. So if you shooting at somebody and somebody standing right in front of you, who are you trying to hit?
Yeah. Damn.
It was just crazy.
How many times did you get hit?
Once.
Where?
My arm.
Damn.
It's ugly right now, but it's okay.
You had to go to the hospital and shit, or like, how bad was it?
Oh yeah, so when the gunshots first started, I was like froze, like they shooting, you know. I kind of froze, and right. Then
because you kind of been waiting for this to happen your whole life, you always knew it was a possibility, and now it's actually happening. It must be fucking kind of crazy.
I never thought I was gonna be shot.
Right,
like there wasn't even nothing that I thought like the worst case scenario, like maybe I get jumped bad as a motherfucker. Mm. You know, just something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And like when I finally came to, I'm like, oh shit, get down. So I hit the ground and shit and got back up. And I seen my cousin on the ground. So you know I'm coming to reach for him and shit. And I'm seeing blood fall on him. And I'm like, where the fuck am I bleeding from? I realized I was shot. And that shit became hot. Like, that was some real hot shit. Like, that shit was so fucking hot. I started trying to dig it out. Because it was like, when you touching something hot and you jump back, but you can't jump back. That shit was fucking me up. So I was trying to dig it out. But it's going deeper. And I'm just like, oh, shit, I'm shot. Like I was just flipping out.
You could tell the bullet was in you?
Yeah. It was hot. Like, it was like hot. Like, it was like a... It was a burning sensation. Yeah. Just couldn't stop. Yeah. That shit hurt bad. Fuck. I ain't gonna lie. So I tried to drive to the doctor, but every time that I would like try, so my Hannah get off the wound. So my cousin, she like, okay, well I'm just drive. She ever heard driving hitting every fucking bump possible. Like our streets was fucked up back in there.
Damn.
Hitting every fucking bump. We get there. So I got this mean ass doctor. She like being rough as shit. So I'm trying to tell her, like, give me this stuff so I can clean my own arm because now you're doing too much, you know? And they just sedated me from the other side because me and her kind of tussling with these galls for real because it was kind of like, you're being too rough and shit hurt already. And
so you're
kind of
like fighting the doctor?
I wasn't fighting her, but I'm like trying to grab the stuff from her and right. She's pulling it back like, no, you cannot do that. And they sedated me. I guess they thought I was being aggressive, but she was hurting me. Like, they didn't even say nothing to her, like, tossing and throwing my ass and just being rough, you know? And I came to with two detectives asking me, like, what happened and who did. And I'm just like, I don't know. It was a lot of shit. No, shit was crazy, you know?
And you didn't say anything?
No, I didn't know.
What you didn't know? You didn't know anyone's name to say? Like, what the cops, like, were they pissed off when they realized you weren't going to tell them anything?
At first, they was cool. And then when they gave me my phone, because I was like, I can show you. I gave my phone and my sister called. And I was like, oh, yeah, hello. Hello, and they was like, you're on blackout. And then they like flipped. Like, I don't, it was different. It was like a switch with their ass too. Like, they were like cool at first. Like, who did it? Like, what happened? And then they gave my phone and my sister called and it was like demons. I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know?
Wow, because they think you're about to start making plans or some shit right there.
I honestly don't know. Like, I'm laying in the bed and I was naked because they cut all my goddamn clothes off.
That's funny that they come to you on some cool shit. Like, hey, how's it going? Who was it?
And then my sister called because they handed me my phone because they had it. And I tried to answer it, and they just like, whoa, where did this come from? You didn't show me this at first. What's going on, you know? So they finally let my family back. Like my family was literally going back and forth with them because they wouldn't let them back. And I went home the same night. So they did a crappy job of, like, wrapping up my wound, literally. Like, they, like, cleaned it off and then just put a fucking, you know them things that they put on tattoos now? It's like a little clear bandage.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Put it on there. Like, so my arm was fat as fuck. Like, it was, like, real, real big. It was, like, you would have thought that I had, like, a little mini golf ball in my arm.
They already took the bullet out, though?
No.
They just left it in there?
Listen, all they did was clean the area and tape it up.
What the fuck?
Right? Okay, so I'm asking them, like, hey, can y'all take the bullet out? Like, I don't want a bullet stuck in me, you know? Because I've heard bad things about bullets being stuck in you. Like, I don't want that, you know? It was like, no, because it ain't basically threatening it. So it was like, no, I'm not doing it, okay? I'm like, all right. So after it stopped hurting, I was like squeezing the area because I'm like, I'm just putting shit out. Like, I'm pretty sure I can do that.
Right.
So all of a sudden, like, this greenish, yellowish, gooky, like, it was like a liquid. And it was like coming out of my arm and I could not stop it. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, I did something wrong. So I'm thinking I'm going to die and shit. I'm like, what the fuck going on? I go to the hospital. They're like, oh, that's an infection. So, like, I was gonna die twice now. Like, goddamn, like, cause y'all could have took it out when y'all sedated me and shit, being all rough. But that's when they finally took it out, when I had an infection. But coming to realization, like, I already had the infection, like, since the night of, cause I was digging that motherfucker with, like, dirty fingers. Like, I'm trying to get, it was hot though, like, you know. And literally, when they took it out, like, a year later, I was, like, getting, like, a pain in my arm. And I couldn't raise it past, like, right here. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, you know? I had a fragment still in there sitting on a nerve that, like, moved, like, up here. And it was, like, fucking me up. And I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna die again, huh? Like, it was just a lot of stuff from this. And that, like, showed me to just sit the fuck down. Like, everything's not worth it. Like, what are you fighting for?
Right.
What do you gain from all these fights?
So that was just like a huge turning point for you in your life?
Yeah, like I started going to barber school, but then like 2 weeks before I graduated barber school, they put my ass out. But really? The day they put me out, I shot my first music video to Ratchet Twerk song. It's a little cover that I did over the Ludacris Move Bitch beat.
But they put you out from the school?
yeah, they had put me out from the school because so the owner of the school like hired like these women that was very insecure of other women because I was in a male dominated school and I was pretty, you know. So they teachers always nitpicking me. And
see, that's what I was wondering is like how many dudes get their hair cut by women?
A lot.
Is it pretty common? Okay.
Yeah, a lot actually. Like they would prefer a woman or a woman barber because I guess they like to look at our titties while we cut. I couldn't
tell. I feel like I've gravitated towards toxic barbershops throughout my life. Really? Yeah. A lot of machismo, you know? Mm-hmm. No. It needs a woman's touch, yeah.
It does, you know? Okay. So,
But so you were getting hated on?
Yeah. She was, the day that they put me out, I think I was cutting somebody's hair, and, like, she, like, literally just came and, like, stood, like, right there. So I'm cutting right here, she stood right there, and she just, like, she didn't say nothing. She didn't greet my client. She just stand like this. Mm. And I'm like, I don't need you here. What are you here for? She was like, because I can. I'm like, okay, did you want something? Like, why you here? You know, she was like, because I ain't got to move. And then I'm just like, all right, going on now. And she went to go tell the principal that I was basically telling her to get the fuck out of my station. And I was being rude to her in front of a client. So when I left school, I had went to go shoot my video. And he's literally calling me mid-shoot, telling me that I'm put out. I can't come back. And basically, fuck me. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I was a little sad because I was almost done. Like, what the fuck? All these trials and tribulations that I went through to go to this dusty-ass school with no heat. And it was fucking freezing outside.
How many years did it take?
I was really supposed to be in there for like 6 months. But it was pissing me off and I go home.
Okay.
So kind of stuck in there for almost a year, you know?
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. So literally, I was like, damn, you know, I was almost done. So after I shot my video, that video and that song went viral. And I'm like, I knew I'm supposed to be no fucking barber anyway. Fuck y'all. And I'm pretty sure that they still got my picture on their wall there.
Really?
Yeah, because like when we first start, they will force you to take a picture. They don't even ask you. They be like, oh, okay, we gonna take your picture and put it on the wall. So I'm pretty sure that my picture on the wall, and they be like, oh, yeah, she used to go here. She was so cool, even though they was mean as fuck to me. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I picture all those people watching this interview right now and thinking, damn, here she is talking about us without even saying who we are.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The ones that was cool, I fuck with you.
Right. For sure. So, okay, the music kind of started to blow up from there, or, like, how did it go from there?
Yeah, the music started to blow up from there, and, like, at that time, I was, like, attached to this, like, toxic-ass person. Mm. So that was kind of hindering my journey, too, because every time that I write a song, he wouldn't really want me to drop it because he don't want people hearing me talk like that.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And then he'd get caught cheating, then I'd drop a song. So
a little give and take, wow.
Literally. So that's I was, like, blow up when I dropped the songs, and then he'll start back acting right, and then he'll get caught again, and it'll just be a nonstop pattern.
I know so many talented women who are in this loop with shitty guys, like OnlyFans girls, rappers, like models, everything. Like, I know so many talented women who are, like, clearly to me being held back by the, like, some terrible guy that they just can't seem to shake. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, this like, speaking from experience, it's like, at the moment, you would, like, feel like that that's all that you got. Like, you would feel like that, can nobody treat you better, like, do you better, or this is the best that you can get, honestly. Mm. But when my career started to take off, and, like, I was, like, realizing that, like, whenever I would start popping, he would start hating on me. He wouldn't want me going to my shows. He would, like, fake fallouts with me, so I wouldn't go to my shows. Mm. Because whenever he mad, I don't do nothing, you know? Or, like, he'll just make my day bad, so I don't want to post. I don't want to do shit. Like, he would literally drain me. Mm. And the moment I realized that shit, I'm just like, bro, I'm better than this shit. Like, one day I woke up and was just like, no more. Like, then I was cheating back. So, like, when I started to cheat back, I started to really start to feel myself again. You know, I started to feel like, oh, got motherfuckers out here doing shit better for me than you are, you know? Mm. They out here being nice to me. Like, I ain't got to beg for no attention from the next motherfucker because they giving it to me.
Right.
So that was kind of actually, like, helping me break free from that nigga, too. Like, it was crazy. But when I got free, I never looked back, ever.
Right.
Now we're here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of women who their story is basically like them dealing with some terrible guy for a period of time and then they leave him. I was just reading about J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter and everything. Mm-hmm. And like, that's her exact story. She was stuck in this terrible marriage with this guy who was like abusive and shit. She leaves him and all of a sudden she becomes a fucking billionaire. It's like,
I love that fire.
It's such a key part of becoming successful is to like, and I'm sure there's plenty of guys who got the same deal with a terrible girl who's holding them back. But
absolutely,
I mean,
no,
it's such
ways,
a crucial
honestly.
Thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the moment they get free is over with. Like, it's good. But that's when the, like, when your abuser, they'll, like, get to, like, writing you and calling you and just saying, like, how wrong you are because you left them and they would have never left you. But it's like, nah, it's over with.
Mm.
Just don't go back, though.
You didn't go back?
No.
Not at all?
No, I never look back.
What kind of guys do you go for, typically?
Crazy part is I don't really have a type, so.
Roughnecks? You like a guy's kind
of. You're fucking hilarious. Wait, you said that with the straightest face.
You remember that song, Roughneck?
Yeah.
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 You know, I'm just wondering, you like a guy who's a little bit, you know, aggressive, or do you like a guy who's on some more normal type shit?
I don't, like, to be honest, I don't really have a type, so, like, I honestly fall in love with, like, vibes and shit, so if we chilling, we vibing in school, it's like, oh, you're cool.
Mm.
You know? I want to see more of you, you know? And then the more I, you know, be with him, I'll be like, oh, I actually do like you, you know? It's like that.
But that relationship with that dude, does that completely change how you view all the guys that you deal with now where you're, like, really on the lookout for who might have this sort of, like, abusive, torturous mind state?
Yeah, like, the moment I left him was the moment that I told myself, like, I would never endure shit like that ever again, you know? So I be looking for the red signs, like, as soon as I see a red flag, it's over with. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't like controlling, possessive, I own you, you are mine. Like, that. I don't like that. Like, I don't even play like that.
Mm.
So, like, yeah, no.
But it's like, I have to imagine that the average guy, like, acts a certain way when they meet you, and then they slowly reveal their...
But that's everybody.
Yeah.
That's people that just want to be your friend as well.
Mm.
They will be cool as hell with you, and then one day you might wake up and they look exactly like you because they want to take your personality.
Mm.
Or one day you wake up and they just spewing out hate that you be like, damn, like, where is this coming from, you know? You just never know. That's what humans in general.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs won't do that. You know what? I lied. Some of them will, because one day they'll just bite the shit out of you. You'll be like, oh, we were just cool.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend whose dog, like, kind of like bit our other homie's face off at one point. Not his whole face off, but like bit him in the face. Like, it was pretty fucked up. And it was like, bro, we've known you for so long. You always seem like a good boy. And then you're biting the homie's face off. And I'm going to be real. This is like most of this friend group is white.
Mm.
And this dude who got his face
I
bit.
I bet y'all have fun.
But okay, but the guy who got his face bit was black.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that made it kind of awkward. Even though it wasn't exactly my thing to deal with. It was just
what's
like
this month? Yeah.
It is March now, so no.
Okay. I was just wondering something.
It's Women's History Month.
Okay, yeah, it's women's.
So you kind of have two good solid months right there.
I do. You know, yeah. But
good time.
It's kind of fucked up. You know what's crazy? Like, I have come to realization.
You said I bet y'all have fun when I just said a bunch of white guys.
Yeah, wait. Hear me out. No, dead ass though.
Yeah.
The moment that I changed, like, the places I go and shit, you know, when I stopped fighting and shit, like, I had started going to this club called Main Street. I don't even know if it's still there. Well, it's a strip called Main Street, and it's, like, different clubs and, like, bars on there and shit. So, at first, when my sisters first took me here, she was like, oh, yeah, it is a lot of white people here. And I'm like, hold on now. What kind of music they play, you know? They be turned up in that motherfucker, right? And, like, when we went there, we had so much fun. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, they are fighting this bitch. You know, we cool.
Mm.
I'm like, okay. It was some pretty people that was like buying us drinks and shit. I was kind of excited.
Right.
We had fun, you know. And then, but one day, we had too much fun. Like, we was like, right. It was this girl. I don't even remember her fucking name. But, hey, you still cool, I promise. We was like having fun and shit. And, like, all of a sudden, she's like, yeah. Do y'all want a line? I'm like, do we want a what? She like, a line. I'm like, stand in line? Like, because, mind you, I don't do nothing, you know. So she like, no, I got to. And then she got to try to show me something. I'm like, oh, no. Put it up. Oh. you're having too much fun. don't do that.
So you never really even been around people who were doing coke?
No. So it kind of like, I thought it was crack. So a line is coke?
Coke is powder. Crack is like when they cook the coke up in a pot with the baking soda and they turn it into a rock.
What be in a foil? What is in a foil?
That's probably like heroin or
she had something in a foil that she was trying to show me. Like I ain't even.
But people will put coke in foil and shit like that.
I ain't even see the full thing because I immediately was like, oh, no, you're having too much fun. Now you got too much dip in your chip. No. No, we're not doing that here. Yeah. You know, maybe another shot of
That was always my experience living in New York, is that I was around a ton of black and Hispanic people, but none of them ever did coke. It was not even a conversation. No fucking way. And then I come to L.A. And when I start meeting like. A lot of black people who are like really gangster do coke, or like really hipster do coke. Hmm. So it's kind of like,
you ever try coke?
Oh, yeah.
How does it make you feel?
Like on top of the world.
Really?
Picture like the best Red Bull you ever drank. Picture the first time you ever had like you remember the first time you had an energy drink?
Actually,
or like coffee or something.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
For me, I remember doing coffee for the first time when I was like 18, and it was kind of similar, where it was like I was just out of my mind for a couple hours. But coke is like that, but way crazier.
You almost sold me on it. I ain't doing it, though.
No, you don't want to do it. Because if you're going to start doing it, then you're going to have to stop doing it at some point.
Hold on, wait. So this is like, you get addicted to doing that shit? Like,
it's
like,
yes.
Oh. How long you did it?
I was like, I had pretty good amount of control on it, where I would kind of fuck around on the weekends, but I wouldn't be doing it during the week. And then it kind of.
Oh, so you were functioning on it.
Well, you go out and drink. So you're getting all fucked up and you're like woozy or whatever. But you know, when you drink enough, you start to kind of want to go to sleep, or you start to like be like, you're kind of drowsy. And then you do some coke and it's like, like I'm fucking on point, like super up,
that
happy as fuck.
And then
you keep drinking until you need more. But once you really get going, like if you're a real cokehead, you're doing like a bump or whatever, like every like 15 minutes, you know, or more.
Can't
you
OD from it?
Oh, yeah. And you definitely don't want to be doing other pills and shit while you're on it too. But the coke and the alcohol work together to create like some other drug in your body that is like even more fucked up. So that's why like a ton of people, it's kind of like they do it together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, no. No, it's kind
of,
no.
I could hear your team laughing at it. It's like I'm trying to sell you on it. Coke Informer.
Spokesperson for it.
No, yeah, this podcast brought to you by cocaine.
You better stop.
You're going to love it. Yeah, but you don't even like drink or anything really? Or?
I do like shots of Patron here and there. And I chase it up with like some yellow Red Bull or the red Bull.
Mm.
But that's it.
Right.
I used to be on Hennessy until I... Oh, I just said I used to be on Hennessy as if that's a drug or something. I used to drink Hennessy. Oh, whoa, you know. Until like one day I got jumped by like 6 hoes and I won. But that right there, I was like, I don't know.
Powered you up like that?
No. I was like on my way to the club, you know, drinking. Like back in the day, I used to like, I don't know how my tolerance for like liquor kind of built it, but that shit was like high, you know. So I was like drinking on my way to the club. I was like gulping it though. I was like, yeah, if I have fun in here. I got in the club and I had to use the bathroom. So my sister got into it with the girls first because they was a little drunk because it was their birthday. You know how birthday drunks be in the club. All right, yeah. I would have paid them no mind because you're drunk. There's absolutely nothing that you can do with me right now. You know, you can't. This is not even a fair fight. Leave it alone. Stop it, you know. But my sister, she's like, oh, you know, you're sorry. Ooh. And then the girl like, I'll beat you the fuck up. So it just went left from there.
Yeah.
Before I knew it, we're in the bathroom fighting, but it's three of them at this time. We're in the bathroom fighting and shit, you know. The biggest one comes for me. My sister's bigger than me. Go bite her ass. But no,
she knew you had a rep.
Her ass about the fuck. You know what's crazy? I was like, Jesus, I fucking hope that this video don't get nowhere because it's like, I'm trying to build something different. I don't want to be attached to this shit. Like this shit is not, I don't want that.
But the video is out there?
No, absolutely not.
I didn't dig deep enough. I'm like, I would love to see this video.
I was saved by the bill. I don't know what bill it was, but I was saved by a bill, you know? And then, you know, we're not fighting, so they get put out because obviously they was like terrorizing the whole fucking club the whole night. Like, why ain't been put them out, you know? So I goes to pee, and so my sister's ready to leave because we just fought in the fucking bathroom. But I was still turned off to Henny. I was like, oh, fuck it, I don't care. You know, you want to go home? Let's go.
Right.
We walks outside, it's 9 bitches. Like, where the fuck did these Power Rangers come from? Like, and as we walking by and shit, I'm on the phone telling someone about them ambushing us in this bathroom. And all I heard is, they're them bitches go right there. I look over and it's a fucking, it's the gross sisters and their cousins. They big as fuck. And I'm like, yo, like, and then I'm just like, damn, we finna have to fight y'all. You know, and then like, I kind of had a name, so I couldn't run.
Right.
But a slight thought was like, run, I ain't even gonna lie, because it's like, damn, like, it's 60 of you.
They were big like that? Like, WNBA type players?
They weren't NBA. It was like tall and skinny. Then it was like maybe a little bit taller than me and kind of like a little chunky a little bit. And it was like the gross sisters. So it was like boom, 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 bottom size of the gross sisters. It was them too. And it was the drunk ass birthday girl. She was like a fucking Humpty Dumpty. You know, she was like that, you know? And she was the first one to run up on me. And I'm just like, whoa, why would you get me? And my sister whooped you. Like, you should have went to my sister.
Right.
She the one who beat you up. I didn't even touch you. But I think that they went back and said I did something. And all I did, to be honest, was like trying to break it up at first. Like, I was really trying to avoid that shit because I wanted to have fun. I don't want to fight. Like, why am I doing that? That shit is ugly. I don't want to keep fighting. Like, no.
Right.
But they forced it out of me. I'm just like, goddamn. And then at first, I thought I was losing because, again, it's six of these hoes. Like, six of them got me and two of the biggest ones got my sister. Damn. Listen, I ain't even going to fake it. I was kind of in the winning situation because them girls that went to my sister was kind of big.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of, you know, the sex was all right. It was cool for me, you know? So, literally, I'm overthinking that I'm losing. All I heard is, why she whooping y'all ass like that? Because now it's a crowd around us watching us go at it. So, when I heard that, I'm like, boost of energy. That was kind of like my coke during a fight, you know? And I just took off. Like, it was just like, I'm winning. You know, I was just going crazy. And all I heard is the police coming. Oh, I was on probation too. Like, uh-huh. It was like, yeah. And then if you actually fight, when they say police coming, you know to let go, you know to run. Like, let it go. Bitch, I'll meet you up any other day. Like, let it go. Right. The lady that I'm fighting says, fuck the police. No. We're going to jail. Just stop it. No, okay, you know, you win. You want to win, you win, you know?
And, right, because all you have to do is stop. Unless they see you fighting, you're not going
to
get in trouble.
To be
right?
honest, I literally slick tried to, like, pull away. Like, just, like, because I thought it was, like, mentally agreed upon that we were going to stop this. So I slick tried to pull away, and I was pulled back. All right, cool, fuck it. So I'm like, okay, if we're going to jail, bitch, I'm going to spit in your nose and drown you. Fuck this shit. We're just going all in at this point. So the police comes, and, like, they're, like, grabbing on all of my clothes, like, literally, every last one of them got a piece of me. Like, literally just, like, grabbing. So, I'm just getting pulled like this, you know? I feel like I'm floating or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, they just tackle the whole group because at this point, they can't break us apart. And after they tackle us down, I see my opportunity to, like, get back on top of her and start punching her again. I'm like, fuck this shit. Bitch, we're going to jail anyway, you know? But they, like, let us go. And you know, like, the group that's, like, the maddest, bitch, I lost. Because it's like, why you still want to run up and fight? You lost. Just let it go. Mm. And I'm kind of like an antagonizer, you know? So, yeah, like, they were like, whoa. They bullied me. Like, they were trying to bully me. I don't like that. You know, like, they, right. why, you know? So, as they mad and, like, try to, like, run back up and stuff, I'm like, why are you still trying to fight? Like, why are you so mad? You lost, huh? You're mad. You're mad. You lost. And, like, it would just, like, make her madder and madder, right? And then, like, it was, like, one that, like, stood there because it was nine of them. It was just one that just stood there. Uh-huh. And she, like, we just whooped your ass. I'm like, you ain't even helped them fight. And then, like, she was like, she did not expect me to know that she didn't help them, right? And it's like, you should have helped them. It's cool. Come on. Seven is fine. Let's go.
Right.
One more wouldn't have hurt. I would have bit her ankle or something. I don't fucking know. I would have did something, you know?
Right.
So, literally, she like, yes, I did. I'm like, no, you did not. I watched you sat there. That threw her over the limb. Like, it was like, she's like, well, I'll get you right now. I'm like, let's go. Let's get ready to rumble. So I'm just like playing with her and shit.
Right.
And then literally, like, the police, like, you run up, I'm going to mace your ass. I'm like, oh, you heard him. He's going to mace you. Come on, let's go. And, like, I was just like, did he do that shit? Them hoes stole my phone. I was so, like, but that's what I get because I should have shut my ass up.
Right.
Stole my phone. And during a fight, I should have heard somebody say, who phone is this? I'm like, mine, bitch, hold it. And she stole it. Yo, I love you. Steal my phone.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, that's like a little tiny W that they can at least walk away with, right?
Yeah, because I pick my wig back up and they're like, bitch, your wig off. And I stood that bitch back on my head with a little grass on it. I'm like, so bitch, it's back on now.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like, you get in a fight as a girl. It's like, if I was to get in a fight, you know, I would probably want to take my hoodie off if it was possible. Mm-hmm. But realistically, it's not really anything on me that's going to cause me problems. But as a girl, you got the hair or the wig in some cases.
I had Mason my wig
right.
That day, but literally was like so pumped and so like rough that I forgot to even mace them hoes. Like, if I would have maced them, the fight would have been over because I don't even got to do nothing. I just maced you hoes. Like, now y'all sitting here trying to figure out how to see me walking the fuck away from this shit because I don't want to fight you. But I forgot about it. And then when my wig was off, I was like, damn, I had maced the whole fucking time. Like,
you probably break your nails all the time fighting too.
You know what's crazy?
Fight, right?
Crazy part.
Some girls break it off in advance, right?
I didn't used to get my nails done back in the day.
Oh, really? You were that serious about it?
I didn't even expect to just always fight or nothing. I was just like, I didn't like to get my nails done.
Did you take the heels off before you fight back in the day?
I didn't wear heels.
Damn, so you were really ready for it. Big ass smile. Wow.
No, it's not. No, but I, you know, just back in the day, you know, but it's like, once you grow and just realize, like, I don't want nobody scratching my face up. Like, I don't want my wig pulled off. I don't want that. Like, no.
Right.
I would rather not, you know? And the moment that I stopped going places that's known for just fights breaking down the clubs, I don't fight no more. Mm. I cut most of the people around me that just always call me to help them fight. I'm not doing that. I don't put myself in situations to where I have to fight.
Especially now where, like, you're getting known to the point where they're going to
fight you just to say, I fought.
You're a prize. Like, you know, just to fight you at all. And not to mention, like, the better you do, the more the people are going to want to sue you, you know.
Abso-fucking-lutely. They're going to be like, you just blew on me. I need $1 million.
Yeah.
Because I was breathing?
Yeah.
No, I can't do it. I won't do it, you know. And that's why you put yourself in good situations to where you don't even got to do all that, you know.
Right.
And, like, the moment that I see, like, the argue intense, I'll be like, okay, it's time to go.
Right.
I don't want to be here no more. Like,
Definitely. So when did you really start taking the music shit serious? Because your name was just Yvette, right, at first? Like, it was,
Yvette,
I assume that's your legal name?
No.
No.
I'm Diamond.
Ah. That's Diamond is your legal name?
Diamond.
Wow, that's so crazy because that's, like, such a traditional stripper name that girls change their name to.
You know what's crazy? Every time I would tell people, they would always bring up the Players Club, and I'd be like, oh. But no, yeah, like back in like middle school, this one baby boy dropped, and I used to wear like those little bobs and shit, and my cheekbones were always high as fuck like hers, so they was like, oh, you look like Yvette out Baby Boy. Go and come make me some tacos, you know, they would play with it, right? And I'd be like, that ain't my name. And they called me that shit so much that the teacher started to call me that. And I'm just like, fuck it, I'm Yvette. So I kept Yvette until I got signed and we couldn't trademark that because it's like either it's an artist name or a music group. And
right.
Yeah. So I already had a song called Big Boss Vet. And I'm like, how about I be Big Boss Vet? And at first I was scared. I'm like, what if they can't find me? My fans know me as Yvette. What am I going to do? So the more I drop, the more I pop, the more they was like, oh, that's Big Boss Vet. That's
how, yeah, like when you signed or whatever, because you signed right during COVID, right?
Yeah.
Like early in COVID, like 2020?
Nah, maybe almost at the end.
Okay.
Well, I got noticed like maybe in the middle, but I signed at the end.
Okay. And so how were you, like what were your numbers like on YouTube at that time? Like you had a good fan base, but it wasn't going crazy?
Mm-mm. Like my videos was like 1 million views,
oh, really?
500,000 okay. K.
So you're already doing numbers before the label
already,
shit started to come out.
But they took my numbers from like her to her. Like, I'm gone now, you know?
Really?
Yeah, and
And you signed with Republic, right?
Yeah.
And so what do you feel like as an artist, like what were the main things that they helped you with that made your stuff start doing better?
Let me see. Yeah, it was the artist, the development. Like, when they would try to bring me podcasts and stuff, I'd be so scared. Like, I don't know what to say. I didn't really talk to people. Like, I was real awkward back in the day, you know?
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I wouldn't talk.
You have a pretty bubbly personality, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Oh.
You're very, like, top tier as an interviewee, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're cool, too.
I mean, you told me, like, an 8-minute story about you fighting some random girls at the club earlier. That's great from my perspective.
Oh. You know what's crazy?
Most people just don't go into detail.
But if they was to see me today or tomorrow, I would never know who they are.
Really?
So,
a lot of club fights are like that, yeah.
You ever fought in a club and forgot?
Oh, yeah. And it's funny when you think about it because it's not about anything.
Nothing.
It's not like you're looking for them the next day. You know, it's just
nothing.
It just happens and it's over. But that's actually the scary part is that, like, you know, if you kept going to that club or whatever, you might see them and barely even remember,
and
right?
I kept going to the club with my dumb ass.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. Well, I went like one other time, but I was with like 30 people. I'm like, fuck this shit. I ain't getting jumped here no more.
Right.
Mm-mm. Even though it was like, I won, but still, I don't want to do that.
Right.
A win is a win. No, I'm just kidding.
How are you promoting your music, though, where you got to the point where you're getting a million views on your stuff? Like, were you just putting stuff on YouTube and it just kept doing better? Or what were you doing for promotional shit?
Oh, shit. I, like, record a video on my phone and I post it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And this was before TikTok. So I would go on them platforms and reshare it back to back to back to back to back. Like, I still be on Facebook today, right? If you go on my page, you will literally see me sharing the same post a million times. I'm going to be the one to promote my music as much as possible. Like, you got people that just post and be like, let it go. And it goes. But I'm not one of them people. I just be like, I want to tease it again. I want to do it again. I want to do it again. And I do it in, like, different ways. So if the first way don't work, I try it again. And then another way. If that don't work, I do it again. You know, it's like trial and error. You just do it.
Yeah.
And not think too much of it. Because when you think about it, you ain't going to do it. You'll be like, I want it to be perfect, but nothing is going to be perfect. So just do it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people kind of have they're a little too pretentious about just sharing their shit like that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it.
Right.
One thing about me, in Big Boss Vet, I trust, in Big Boss Vet, I believe. So, yeah, it sounded good, didn't it?
No, you need that kind of self-belief if you want to be an artist, because it takes a lot of balls to be like, hey, don't listen to all these other popular artists. Listen to me instead. Like, you have to have a ridiculous amount of self-confidence to even try to get people to do that, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could be listening in the future.
I like Future.
Me too. I'm saying it's kind of a big ask to be like, hey, put the Future down, check me out. People are very stuck in their ways, you know?
But I don't want them to put the Future down. I just want them to add Big Boss Vet.
Okay.
That's it. You
Big Boss Vet featuring Future.
Yeah, because it is enough room for all of us.
Right.
I like that.
So you on tour with Nick Cannon right now, they said?
Yeah.
What's that like? What's the tour all about?
Well, it's actually cool because I'm in cities that I ain't even never been in yet, you know? So I actually like that. I was a little nervous at first, but, you know, being excited and scared / nervous is the same feeling, you know?
Yeah.
So, but after the first show, I was like, oh, shit, this is easy. I like this, you know? So we ride on the bus. The bed is comfortable. We got some thin-ass blankets, though. Remind me of jail.
Really?
I was never in jail. Well, I went to jail.
What you imagine jail would be like?
You know what? I actually went to jail on my way to barber school one time, and I was in there for like 8 hours. How the fuck do they do that?
What, just being in jail?
Yes!
Wait, you got locked up for 8 hours?
Yes!
Doing what?
Well, so I had a warrant for some shit that I totally didn't even know I had a warrant for, because they were sending that shit to like the wrong address and told me it was my fault that I didn't get it. Technically, yeah, that's a fucking scam. It's y'all fault. But no.
I'm terrified of going to jail. So
me too. I was.
Yeah. No.
I had thought it was going to be a regular pullover because I kind of ran the stop sign like I was, I was speeding, because I was elected school, whatever. Speeding, ran the stop sign, and he got behind me. I tried to pull into the driveway, do one of them, and he pulled right behind my ass. What are you doing? So this is my cousin's house. And the lady came to the door and asked me why I was there. You fucking snitch. Like, mind your business, bro. I'm not even doing nothing. I just was borrowing your driveway. And then I get him my ID. He like in there for like 15 minutes. Cause you know, they be taking time just to, you know, build the anticipation and shit. Like, they be trying to scare you. But I thought I was cool. I'm like, you just give me a ticket. You know, I got plenty of these stop sign tickets before. He like, step out the car. I'm like, wait, why? Like, I ain't never did that. I'm like, for what? All I did was run a stop sign. He like, oh no, if this is you, then it's a lie attached to your name. I'm like, what is it? And he got to read the charges. I'm like, oh no, that could not be me. Like, I don't know who that is. Like, no. And it was me. I was like, oh fuck. And then that is when they started to be like, oh, well, on this day you did this. And I'm like, okay. All right, if you say so. Because I already know, like, you really don't confirm or deny. You just be like, okay, all right. So at that time, I was still broke. So they got me a public defender, you know. You're an asshole. You had me take a fucked up deal. That's fucked up.
Really?
You ain't even try.
They're in cahoots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
they work with these cops all the time. And they just met you.
She was a divorce lawyer. She was, like, the lawyer that, like, helped split up families and shit. Like that was the glory shoot. Why would you take my case? Like, why, you know? So had me take a crappy ass deal, you know. I was on probation for like 2 years after that, and that was really kind of steering me, you know, on the right path and shit, because I didn't really want to do shit to jeopardize shit. Like, I was I'm cool. Like, I don't want to go to jail. Them 8 hours served me right. Like, that shit steered me clear for the rest of my life. I would never go back, ever. No. So
especially at this point in my life, I'm so used to eating good food.
Crab legs, like
I'm terrified of having to eat shitty ass white bread sandwiches and stuff. Crab legs.
You're gonna be eating fucking human legs in jail. Fuck nah. They're gonna give you kangaroo nuts. I don't want that.
I've been in there. Well, I got locked up overnight, like kind of like you, for 24 hours in New York.
I was only 8 hours though.
The food was so bad. Yes, I was sleeping with my shoe as a pillow, no hoodie. Terrible. Oh my god.
I feel for you.
I can't.
I'm so sorry that you went through that. Wait, what did you do?
I was at a party and there was a guy and another girl at the party who were throwing bottles out the window. And we were like way high up in like a nice neighborhood in like a high rise apartment. And I'm at the party. I'm trying to fuck this other girl in the other room, right? Like I'm totally oblivious to what they're doing. Mm. And when we realized that the cops are about to run up in there, I told everybody, don't snitch, because if we don't snitch, they're not going to be able to arrest everybody. And they arrested everybody. So that sucked. We should have probably just snitched. We could have just blamed it on the girl. But then she probably would have tried to blame it back on the guy.
Absolutely. It's like a he say, she say thing. So they would have charged all y'all, to be honest.
We felt like we owed it to them because it was their apartment and they were letting us stay there that night. But in retrospect, who the fuck cares? She just ratted on her.
Because why would you throw the bottles out the apartment? Like, why would you do that? You know what's crazy? Like,
they were like 20 and this was like their first apartment in New York City. Like, I was real young too, but it was like these two like 21-year-old chicks who were like, you know, they're not like even used to like living in a nice city like this where you can't do dumb shit like that.
It's just certain shit you just really don't do though. You know, like that's like toddler shit, you know, it's like shit that kids will do. Like
one of the bottles hit a fucking cab.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
They was just doing shit. Yeah. I would have told.
And this is New York City. It's like the most sophisticated cops in the world. They got all they had to do was like look up. They could tell what floor we were on. And they ran right up.
I would have blamed the cat. I would have been like, well, I had it sitting on my thing, and then my cat just came in.
I'm pretty sure there was like 10 bottles down there.
My cat is mean.
It really does seem like one of the dumbest things you could possibly
it
do.
Is,
with
like,
no possible good way for it to go.
How would you do that?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't like that. I would be like, well, no.
The toilet, there's like a whole little, like there's little walls and shit, but it's like I'm looking around making eye contact with like 50 other dudes while I'm taking a shit, you know? It was bad. Not enough water, everything about it.
Did it stink?
Yeah, I mean, people are shitting right there.
No, I'm just saying like the atmosphere itself, like swords you hit them doors, do it from like a nursing home or something in there. A
lot of real dirty guys in there, yeah. Because it wasn't even like I didn't even get to the point, they were just holding us in the cell. It wasn't like we got to go to like a cell where it's a couple people in there with like a bed that you could lay on and shit. No, it's just like a room. It would be like if we were all trying to sleep in here, minus the couches.
Yeah, this ain't even enough room for us.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
That'd be horrible.
All right, so what's this new the pretty girl, what's it called? Pretty Girl Walk.
Uh-huh.
Is the new single, and you have Coi Leray on the remix.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, like so basically I had my manager reach out and I'm like, I want her a song. I know she's gonna kill it. And she straight did that shit, like.
Right.
And I was like, I was so grateful because it's like you straight wanted to work with an upcoming artist like me. You know, I really appreciate this shit, you know? And shit, like we had shot some content for it. Her vibe was like amazing, you know?
She is a big ball of energy.
She is.
Yeah.
She is, you know? And now we're here.
Yeah.
And she's good. She also brought me out on Rolling Loud.
I know, I saw that. That's fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a big look.
Use it.
I mean, you ever been in front of a crowd that big before?
No. It was my first.
I mean, that's really like one of the biggest crowds you could ever be in front of is just Rolling Loud in general. Yeah.
That was my first festival show. Like, that was my first Rolling Loud ever. And I used to tell my family, like, I'm not going to Rolling Loud until I'm on stage. Well, to be honest, my broke ass about couldn't even afford to go there, you know, back in the day. But now, you know, it's different.
Right.
It's different.
I mean, it does take a lot of money to go to Rolling Loud.
Yes. The flights itself, expensive.
Yeah. I remember when I went to Rolling Loud in New York and kind of being like, I'm thinking like it's going to be a lot of people from like New York. And then when I actually get there, it's like really white. And I'm really like, oh, shit, there's a lot of people from like Jersey and Connecticut, other surrounding areas. You know, I was a little surprised by the demographic. But it makes sense because it's fucking, it's kind of expensive to get to that sort of thing, right?
Very, very. But it's fun. Yeah. They had some good food. Like it was seasoned, like. You can like tell that somebody with a nice little elbow back there was cooking. It was good.
That's real. Yeah.
It was good.
Definitely. And okay, so what else do you have like going on that you're excited about, or like what kind of stuff are you working on right now?
Okay, so basically, like, I got a single called Problems. You know, it's dropped this month.
Right.
The video to it, crazy. You know, we got a video to there and some more. I'm still on tour with Nick Cannon. I got more festival shows lined up. We really have not, you know, said them out loud yet. So I don't say it, you know. And we also may be building up to an EP or a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of things up in the chamber that when you hear them, you're going to be like, now that is a fucking artist right there, you know? Mm. It's great, it's great.
What female rappers do you fuck with the most musically? Like that you spend the most time listening to?
So like since I've started back listening to music, I listen to everything. I listen to everybody. I fuck with everybody.
You're not trying to pick sides?
I don't pick sides at all. I'm on my side, that's it.
Right.
I don't pick sides.
How do you feel about the little like there's almost like a little war going on within hip hop by a lot of the girl rappers? If you dig deep enough, it kind of feels like nobody cares.
See, I don't dig that deep. Like, I don't. You ever heard about, like, if it don't got nothing to do with me, you stay out of it?
Right.
It's kind of what it is. Like, if nothing has nothing to do with me, I don't know anything about it.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw Nicki on Rolling Loud stage saying, I don't fuck with horses, I was like, what the fuck is going to happen? That's wild.
That's
she
crazy.
Is ready for some smoke. Got a new album coming out. She's taking aim at everybody, I guess. Mm. I'm scared. Mm. I hope she disses me. I could use that.
Hey, yeah, you're hilarious. Like, what?
Just diss me real
you
quick.
Just caught me off fucking guard. Like,
what? No, because at first I was like, I was about to say, oh, I hope I don't get a shot. And then I was like, no, I hope I did. That'd be great. Yeah, what the fuck do I care?
Yo.
All right, but yeah, I mean, I'm very, very happy for you. It's great to see you
Thank
doing
you.
So well. And yeah, it's cool. You seem like a really great person. I hope you do really great going forward
cousins.
As well. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cousins now. Okay.
They call me Cuzzo all day, and we ain't even cousins.
Okay. Well, wait. Man, you real cousins though, so that's cool.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a lyric. Okay. Yeah. But I appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. Like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Big Boss Vet. Everybody, turn her up on all streaming platforms, YouTube, etc. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, etc. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Thank you.
Thank you.